I hope your day is full of smoked meats and brisket and Lone Star. You got to have Lone Stars and cowboy hats and cowboy boots and humidity, raging hot humidity. Guys, it's a Texas intro. What's up? It is I, Shank. I am back from Texas. I think I left a part of my soul in Texas. Let me tell you, when you're gone for 2 weeks, things start to get dire. You start to question who you are, where you even live, to be honest. But now I'm back. I'm back at the Comedy Store for a solo episode of Shank for you guys. Let's get into it. Before we get into this week's episode of Shank, there's just a few things I wanted to tell you about. One, this Thursday, April 18th, which is tomorrow, Kim Congdon and I are doing This Bitch and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, Annie Letterman, and Hormoz Rashidi is hosting. It's going to be a really fun time. If you're in LA, get tickets. And then on May 10th, we are doing This Bitch Podcast Live in the original room for Netflix. That is a joke at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing the podcast live in the OR of the Comedy Store, so that's going to be a great time. And then last but certainly not least, June 20th, we're returning to the main room of the Comedy Store to do another This Bitch and Friends live in the main room. Get tickets to all of that. You can find me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter for more show dates. And let's do it. Let's get into this. I forgot one thing, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your toes. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, you're a dirty little piggy. You need to cover your most valuable assets. It's 2024. Times are dire. Tax season is upon us. It might be time to start making extra money with those feet. If that's the case, you don't want to be showing the toesies for freezies. Cover them up. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3 O's HYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah, SARA10. SARA10 for 10% off unique sock designs. Whether you're into slippers or cupcakes, there's a pair of socks for you. My favorite are the flamingo slippers or the gator slippers. Give the gift of slippers, give the gift of socks to the dad or the grad in your life this season, you guys. All right, and as always, patreon.com/SarahWineShank for bonus content. Let's do it. Let's get into this week's solo podcast with me, Shank. Okay. Well, do I have something planned? Not exactly, but will we figure it out? Yes, yes, we will. Hi, guys. I haven't had a chance to just connect with you in a minute, so I figured I would just ramble and rant and also connect with my audience a little bit here. Somebody actually did send me a question on Patreon, and they said, what do you think about men who have swords? And that's a good question. I don't trust a man with a sword. I don't trust a man with a sword at all. I think one sword is one sword too many. If you have multiple swords, then you're already, something's off. Something's way off. Multiple swords means multiple women left you. You get a sword every time a woman leaves you. It's like collecting a stripe on your belt in jiu-jitsu. Is that how that works? You get stripes on the belts? I don't know. I get a few drops of knowledge about that here and there because I'm like, everyone I hang out with is involved in some way with MMA, like my boyfriend, Kim. I'm in Texas, it's like Rogan and those guys. So I'm like, I sponge up some like things here and there, but I don't really know what they mean. You know what I mean? I'm like, Muay Thai shorts. I could tell you a few different brands if you guys are curious about that, but it's only just because I've absorbed information from people who are more knowledgeable. Okay.
Yeah, you get the buzzwords.
I get the buzzwords. I'm like, oh, Muay Thai shorts, Fairtex, check them out. I know, that's the only brand I know. And super rare now. It is weird how when you start dating somebody, like, their interests become your interests, sort of. Like, not fully, but kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think I was going to be looking at Muay Thai shorts, or I didn't think I was going to be researching Mandalorian birthday cards. You know, one thing leads to another. you meet a guy, he's your boyfriend, then all of a sudden you're Googling Mandalorian birthday cards. That was not part of the plan, dude. I didn't go into 2024 thinking I'm going to learn more about Star Wars, but here I am.
What are some other things that you've, like, niche interests that you've learned about because of a relationship?
A lover. Unfortunately, crypto.
Oh, yeah.
The NFTs were worthless and so was our love. I had an ex that was obsessed with crypto to the point where it was, like, unhealthy. Like, if it came down to fucking or crypto, he would always pick crypto. Like, he'd be in bed researching the froggies. There's, like, these little frog toads. Cryptodes. They're called cryptodes. Let's pull them up. Can we pull up a cryptode?
Yeah.
This was the end of my last relationship. Cryptodes. Yeah, they look like little nonsensical things. They look like ugly JPEGs, right? This is what
was yours like?
No,
like, oh, yours, you had a girl cryptode.
Yeah, then he sent me the low budget girl toad version, a toadette.
Yeah, at
a
this toadette. Point, you're looking at his phone hoping for an ass cheek or something.
It would be so much better if he was looking up pussy. Instead, he's looking up like fucking JPEGs of frogs with cigarettes and durags. That was my reality for a while. I had one guy that was obsessed with The Smiths, the band The Smiths, which I like The Smiths, but we would always listen to The Smiths. We went to a Smiths cover band. I can't think of what the fuck it's called. I think it was like the Sweet and Tender Hooligans. I think that's what it's called. We saw them in Anaheim. And yeah, because of that, I learned a lot of The Smiths songs that nobody even really likes, like the B-sides of The Smiths. Like, everyone knows Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, but, like, do people know Gene? Because Gene's a shit song, and people don't talk about Gene enough. It's the worst Smith song that exists, probably. I'm trying to think what other things. Yeah, Spider-Man. The cryptoid guy also loved him some Spider-Man. So there was lots of that happening, lots of Marvel happening. I went to, like, a few different, like, day of screenings of the movies, and I would have to get so stoned. Like, I would have to eat, like, at least 50 milligrams of THC to survive. I don't even know what happened in them, to be honest. Like, and it was, like, he really wanted me there, and I felt like I had to be there. Like, as a partner, I'm like, okay, you want me to be at the premiere of the Spider-Man thing? Fine. I will physically be there, but emotionally, spiritually, energetically, I am not in that seat, you know? I was having my own adventure. Mm-hmm. But the crypto thing, I think that was one of the worst ones, because it was, like, I also didn't have thousands and thousands of dollars to invest into these JPEGs. So, like, and I would get upset because I would be like, okay, I can't even do this with you. Like, because I don't have 10K to throw away on a froggy. Yeah. If I did, I would be in, like, on a vacation right now. I wouldn't be spending my money on this. So just, like, I had zero interest in it. And it wasn't just, like, he kind of was interested in it. It was, like, he ate, slept, breathed crypto, NFT, like, World of Women, like, look up World of Women. Like, these ones were, like, I want to say, like, close to 12K. World of Women NFT. They're, like, women with, like, there's, like, a black lady with, like, blue lips. Yeah. He bought one of these. And I was like, cool, the art's better than the toad, but what do you do with it? And, like, where does it live? And I just, like, I didn't understand it. And he would be in the living room being on phone calls with his friends being like, I got alpha. That's what they say. They use the word alpha.
Oh, no.
They use the word. The NFT community doesn't just say info. They say alpha.
Would you prefer this or, like, a fantasy football addiction?
A fantasy football addiction for sure over this, because fantasy football is, like, you're not losing. Like, with NFTs, I want to say he lost, like, 100K. And I watched it happen, and I was like, this is scaring me. Because it's like you're willing to just put that much money into like the ether of like whimsy. Like it doesn't make sense. Like it would be different if you were investing in like an actual business or like something that I could understand. But if, like I couldn't understand it, and he was like obsessed with it, and it was like coming between us because it was like the only thing that he could think about was his little JPEGs. And yeah. So
it's giving toddler with an iPad.
Yeah, it was toddler with an iPad energy for sure. It was stressful. And then I remember he would get like annoyed with me because I took too many baths. And I was like, well, you just lost $100,000 in money. Like, who cares about my baths? Like, the water bill might be a little high, but you lost $100,000 in fake JPEGs. That's crazy. So, anyways, this turns into therapy.
I like it that you guys are both, like challenging each other a bit. Like, I think you're the immature one. Like, you take baths. Like,
you take too many baths. Well, you keep buying JPEGs of things that aren't real, and they're really expensive. What the fuck? The fantasy football thing. Oh yeah, I dated one guy who was on five teams. He was the general manager of five teams. So Sundays were like out no matter what. Like I knew that Sundays he was not going to be emotionally, physically, or spiritually available to me, which was fine because then I could just do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
But the way that he would carry on like with his teams and like the level of stress that he experienced from this was not normal. It was like he actually thought he was the general manager of five teams, and like he's like, I gotta get up early, we're trading this person for this person. Like it was crazy. And then his mood would change based on how one of his teams were doing, like drastically, like moment to moment. Like, oh fuck, like, is everything okay? It's just football. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Just football. Like,
it's always the out of shape guy who's really into fantasy.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, exactly. He was fucking loving it. Yeah. The out of shape guys that are into fantasy football.
I've said that to my boyfriend before because that's his trope.
That's his thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good too.
Fantasy football, yeah. He pisses people off.
Dude, like... fantasy football. I wish I had something like that, to be honest. I'm also kind of jealous.
There's the bachelorette brackets that the girlies are doing lately.
What's the bachelorette? You just do brackets of, like, who you think.
Yeah, all the girls. They. I have a group of friends that did it last season, and I'm going to do it the next season.
Do you make money?
You can. Yeah, I think that they all put in, like, $50. But dude, that's, like,
the girly me is like, so do we monetize this bracket or...
Yeah.
I just like, I don't even care about the bachelorette like that.
Yeah. And I didn't do it last time, but.
I just don't have really, like, maybe I need more interests. I don't know.
Yeah. What are things that you want to get into?
Well, I wanted to get into playing the piano, but that never happened. But you can play it, huh?
Yeah. I can jam out.
I might need to pay you for lessons when I get a keyboard again because I got rid of my keyboard.
Yeah.
Wait, I do. I want to learn how to play the piano. And maybe the guitar. Can you play the guitar?
Yeah, I can play. I used to teach a little bit. We can, get into music.
We should have a music lesson on the podcast.
Oh, that would be fun.
Music with McKenna.
Live music lesson?
Yeah. Yes.
Comment if you want to see a live music lesson.
Yeah, comment below if you want me to get musical with McKenna. Getting musical with McKenna.
Yeah, new segment.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would love to understand business.
Oh yeah.
Like, I went to college for communications, and now here I am trying to understand just, like, the bare minimum of business, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Right.
Can somebody please help me? I know I'm not supposed to sign contracts without having someone smarter look at them, but besides that, I don't know what's happening.
Right.
I feel like I spent too much time. I mean, my major was communications. Am I communicating? Yes, but, like... maybe I could have learned stuff about business, but I had no interest in business.
Right.
But
it's
still useful.
It's useful.
Right?
Yeah. I want to learn more about business too.
I don't understand anything that's happening.
Just get some business books and go full L Woods.
I'm reading about LLCs today.
What, like it's hard?
Yeah. No, I know like some buzzwords like LLC, S Corp. That's it. That's all I know. it's just weird how human beings, like, you spend your life, like, getting good at one specific thing for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, I spent so much time writing and getting good at comedy. And then now when I zoom out, I'm like, I'm kind of an idiot when it comes to other things. I'm good at the one thing that I know, but the things that I don't know, I just don't know. And I feel like some people, though, they're constantly trying to learn more and enrich themselves. And I feel like comedy takes so much out of you that I'm like, when I have a day off, I'm not like, let me study business.
Right.
I'm like, let me eat some noodles in my pajamas, you know?
Applying the knowledge is hard, too.
Yeah. And I'm also like, well, maybe this is why you pay someone who's better and who's an expert in this field to do that thing. And you just stay in your lane.
Yeah, there's just too much to learn. I've been using, you use ChatGPT?
What?
ChatGPT.
Have I used it?
Yeah.
I tried to get it to help me. Okay, there was like, I got this app. It was, I don't know what it was called. It was like, I was high on Red Bull. I say high on Red Bull because you're not just like caffeinated on Red Bull. You are high on it. I was high on like 2 Red Bulls in Texas. And what were we just talking about?
Getting you were high on Red Bull. We were talking about
you gave
Chad
me a
GBT.
Yeah. Oh, ChatGPT. Okay. I was high on Red Bull, and I downloaded this ChatGPT. It was like some type of app, and I was like, "All right, help me write some jokes." And it did not go well. It did not go well at all. And I was like, write a joke in the style of Sarah Weinshank. And I was like, if this is my style, then I have work to do.
Oh my God, that's great.
It was bad. And then I just deleted the app and I gave up. But I don't know. Why? Are you learning ChatGPT?
I just barely downloaded it. I avoided like using it for the longest time. And then now it's my personal trainer.
What do you mean?
I'm literally like how many calories do I burn a day as a 27-year-old woman, and like put in all my stats, and then I'm like, design me a meal plan. And like,
wait, ChatGPT gave you a meal plan?
Yeah, it does everything for you. And then I'm like, give me another day. And then I'm like, I don't like tofu, swap out that meal. And it does it all.
Really?
Yeah. I'm asking it for career advice.
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Does it give you good advice?
It gives you the advice that you kind of already know.
You know? What?
It's like stuff you could Google, but it's fast.
No. No, I don't think I want ChatGPT in my life like that. Or is that probably just like a dinosaur way of thinking? Do you use ChatGPT like that, Xavier?
No, I think you know what? I have one story of using ChatGPT. People can, I think, check this because I think the episode is up. But I used it to write, like, help me write descriptions before.
Uh-huh.
And they get so silly that I got, like, embarrassed that people thought I was writing them. Like,
no.
There's a this bitch with too short.
Uh-huh.
And it's the silly. I kept it on because it made me laugh so much. But I was just like, I would never write that.
It was just so silly.
Yeah. I like it for some of the stuff like that. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, It freaks me out. Well, also, you brought the book I gave you from Steve Harvey, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
Which was a gift from Whitney.
Yeah, this is a gift from Whitney. I want you both to sign it.
Yes.
And I'm on chapter 7 right now, which is called Man Child.
Oh. I feel like I could have written this book. I could have written chapter 7, the man child book.
Yeah, this book is crazy. So basically he talks about like how men think, and he's like trying to explain it to women because he was on the radio, and then a bunch of people started giving him, like, women were writing in, and he's like, I was so shocked by all the things they had to say. And like,
yeah,
men are pretty simple at their core. But one of the first things he says is that all men are driven by 3 things.
Pussy, money.
It should be. That's what I would think. But it's who they are, what they do, and how much they make.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I've been asking men, and they're like, yeah.
What are they again?
Who they are.
Who they are.
Yeah, so just like their core identity, and then what they do.
What they do.
And how much they make.
How much they make.
And he was like, if a man doesn't know those 3 things, then he's not
ready.
He needs to be on his way to knowing like how it is he's gonna, you know, show up in the world and make money and provide, or else he doesn't feel like a man, but I don't know. Some of it, like,
whoa,
yeah, like he talks about boundaries and he's just always like, it's your guys' fault. You guys have to lay the boundaries because men will just time after time disrespect you.
That I believe.
You. Yeah.
That I believe, and that's why it's so not fun being the one to set a boundary.
Yeah.
Setting a boundary is my least favorite thing.
It's so hard because he's like, you got to know when to walk away. And it's like, okay, well, I'm 2 years into a relationship reading this book.
Yeah.
I'm living with somebody. I can't just, you know, Steve Harvey is like, he's just kind of like, wake up, ladies, all men are dogs.
No, not Steve Harvey.
But I mean, it's sweet. I feel like this, his advice is good. It makes you think about like, oh, yeah, I need to be the one to be, like, this is how I'm treated or whatever.
Right.
But...
yeah, because if you accept certain things, then they'll just continue, right? I don't know. But, like, setting a boundary for me is the least fun thing ever. Because even when you're... okay, you know when you're... like, I feel like in the 90s and 2000s, no one was talking about boundaries.
No.
Boundaries just emerged out of nowhere. It's like this hot buzzword. It's triggered boundaries. And I'm like, wait, let me catch up real quick on what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, in the 90s, there were no boundaries. People, it was just a wild time.
Yeah.
People would get away with anything and you just let them, I feel like. But yeah, no, setting a boundary, if you do it and then succeed at it, nothing feels better.
Yeah,
like
if
you're like, okay, no, I'm not going to tolerate this. And then you walk away from a situation or say, I, you know, it does better you as a human being. It makes you feel stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. The way that men, what are the three things that men care about again?
It's who they are, what they do, and how much money they make.
What they do and how much money they make.
Yeah.
What do you think that is for women, the three things?
He was talking about how women are, like, he's like, women are just beautiful, loving creatures. Like, they want physical touch and security and, like, to make sure everyone's fed and okay. And, like, they really are more emotionally, like, just, like, I don't know. I feel like we overcomplicate things in our heads is kind of what he's getting at.
Right.
He's like, you guys think that, you know, I should have noticed that you were in a mood or whatever. And it's like, you guys have to say everything because we're dumb and we just care about how much money we make.
You have to be like, you can't just be pouting waiting for them to notice.
Right.
You have to be like, it hurt my feelings when.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 2 is called Our Love Isn't Like Your Love.
Oh.
And then he was talking about like cuddling, like that's y'all's thing. And I'm like, is it? I thought that was for everyone.
I thought cuddling was for everyone. Cuddling is.
I think it might be.
Yeah, it's for everyone, right?
Well, because when you're like a kid, you like everyone wants that, right? Like,
yeah, cuddling's for everyone. Don't let Steve Harvey talk you out of a cuddle. Steve Harvey. Cuddling is for everyone. That's how you get oxytocin, right?
Yeah. Steve Harvey is freaking me out. I put down the book and I'm like, babe.
You put down the book. I couldn't even read the book. It was freaking me out. He was just in my kitchen looking at me. I would get high and just Steve Harvey's face was everywhere. I was like, I think I got to get rid of this book.
I read it in his voice in my head.
Oh my God, that's fucking crazy. No, I used to work with two women at Bloomingdale's who used to read that book and quote it all the time.
Oh my God. I was talking about this book at work and this guy who's a regular and his wife were having lunch and I told him about the you know, who they are, how much they make, whatever. And then he was like, well, we've been married for 7 years, so you could just ask her what she did. And she's like, I told him who he is.
No, no.
She's like all French. She's like, I just told him who he is.
No, I told him.
So easy. Cool.
But, like, I'm not pushy like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
I wish I... But then sometimes I see people in relationships and, like, the women are like, you need to go out and make more money. And they'll, like, say that to their partner. Like, like confidently.
I'm like, does it work?
I don't know if it works.
I'm going to try it out. I'll let you know.
I've dated people before. I've dated a couple hinters.
Hinters?
Yeah, and then, I don't know, I remember One girl wrote a poem about me, and then she was like, you always want me to tell you everything. Isn't it nice when you don't have to figure me out?
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm just asking if you're okay.
What?
A poem? But that's another thing that Steve does say, is that if you're like nagging, or if you're in a relationship with a guy and he doesn't make enough and you're like putting that in his face all the time,
mm-hmm.
then he's not going to feel
like a man.
His power. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not like you have to be, I don't know, happy with what's going on in the situation, but you have to be like, soft enough to, you know,
yeah,
their hand through it until they figure it out, I guess.
When the healthy hurts when I say what I mean, isn't it boring when he doesn't have to figure me out? The healthy hurts when I take a sober bite out of a cheeseburger. That's just okay. $16 for mediocrity is more painful when it's not attached to a 53 bar tap. How does it feel to be a muse? The healthy,
you know, I think that's a healthy way of looking at it. I should look at that. I'm like, you know, I'm, yeah. I'm being inspired.
You're a muse, dude. Yeah, I want to be a muse. Fuck that, dude. I want someone to write songs about me, make art about me. Like, all bitches want to be the muse.
Yeah.
Like, when you hear a song and it's like a love song, you're like, I wish that song was about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of cool that you're some bitch's muse.
Yeah, that's cool.
If I'm your muse, let me know. Sound off in the comments. If you've written me a song.
Yeah,
I don't want to open the door to crazy, but yeah, poetry. I'm accepting poems. I'm also accepting songs, papers, anything you want to, confessions. Yeah, no. What are you typing in? Rhyme Zone?
Rhyme Zone, Shank.
Shank?
We'll spell it with an A.
Okay. Are we going to write a poem?
Yeah.
Shank. Fresh out the bank. Clank.
Sipping on that's her drink. Just robbed the bank.
Shank. Just let the blood bank. Ember bank. Richer than a coin bank. Yeah, her ass is shaped fatter than a fish tank.
We're dropping fire bars on the pod. Yeah, these lines stink.
Yank. Wow, I never realized how many things rhyme with shank, dude. This could I'm drawing a blank.
Driving past Burbank.
I'm drawing a blank on my way to the sperm bank. What's that? You just I don't know. I'm drawing a blank again, dude. Frank, prank, stank, thank.
Fish tank.
Dude, having a fish tank seems cool in theory, but actually having a fish tank seems like it would be exhausting.
Oh, yeah, they're just loud and they smell.
Are they loud? Are fish tanks loud?
Loud. Oh, like the filters?
Yeah.
I was picturing like the fish.
Oh, yeah, it's loud.
Like, shut up.
My roommate was a fish tank guy, and then like he had the tank next to my room, and I just heard the motor going constantly.
Yeah.
And then like he would like not clean it. I thought, you gotta clean that thing. The smell is just lingering in my
room. Oh, the smell of a dirty tank. Nothing sounds grosser than the smell of a dirty fish tank. Dude, I got back from Texas. Everything was fine. La 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 la. Happy. Back in Los Angeles. I go to get in my car. It won't start. It's a new car. No. I'm like, why is my car not starting? Every light is on. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because I didn't drive it in like a couple weeks. I don't know, but it's a brand new car. It should fucking drive. I like Google it. They're like, if these things come on, you should not drive the car. And I was like, okay. So I took it to the dealer. They pop the hood. They're like, well, there are rats. Rats ate all of the wires, the electrical wiring underneath the hood of my car. And it's like, I had to go through insurance to have them fix it.
That's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
I didn't even know that could happen.
Yeah, no, my neighbors told me about it and it was in the back of my head for years. And I'm like, that's not going to happen to me. And it did.
Oh my God. I wonder if this is like a common thing.
It's a common thing. Yeah.
Rats ate my car.
Yeah. Protect your car from rodents.
Wow.
And when they pop the hood, they can see the tail of one. Ew. And it was because I left my car at my parents' house and my parents' neighbors just trimmed their ivy. And that's a bunch of rats were in there. Yeah, dude, it's fucked up. And I guess the wires taste like something, like they're in soy or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coated with, it's like when Advil kind of tastes good.
Yeah, it's like coated with something. Now I have to have something fucking put in the car so that doesn't happen again.
It looks like wormwood and peppermint oil.
Yeah, but you could, there's also like, you can get one of these things that makes a noise that they don't like.
Okay, like a high-pitched
frequency. Yeah.
I think my neighbor has one of those. Like, she has one in the room that's sharing a wall with me, and you can kind of hear it. It's like...
Rats?
If you're in that... No, just if you're in that room, you'll hear, like, a noise. Now everyone has cats because our building had mice.
I'm so... Like, I'm not a rodent bitch at all, so when he popped the hood and said that, I was like, no, you're fucking kidding me. He's like, yeah.
That's so crazy.
No, I swear to God, look. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, and they, like, gnawed away at, like, a wire, like, completely. It's expensive as fuck to fix it, too. It's crazy.
Oh, that's so crazy.
I didn't think that could happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not a rat, like, a little girl that has rats underneath her hood. It can happen to you guys. Get the fucking thing. You can get this thing that makes a noise, and there's also a thing called, like, a Ritter-Rat that you can put underneath the hood. It's supposed to help.
Ritter-Rat.
Yeah, Ritter-Rat. I think it's a light or something.
Ritter-Rat, like that.
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is a new fear unlocked for sure.
No, it's such a fucked fear. And I thought that it was going to happen because, like, I lived in the canyon. When I lived in the canyon, I thought, okay, maybe that would happen. And I feared it, like, all of the time. Now I moved from the canyon and it happened not in the canyon. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, the rats in the canyon are busy being all magical and shit.
Yeah, dude, they're on their spiritual journey.
Yeah, they're by the creek.
Yeah. Dude,
by the creek. Do you guys ever have, like, weird pets like that or know anybody? Like, I know people have, like, pet rats. Pet possum is a thing I've been
seeing. Dude, if you have an exotic pet, I want nothing to do with you. Unless it's, like, a cool, like... bearded dragon I would fuck with. I follow this bearded dragon online and they put him in like a bow tie and they put him in cute little outfits and I fuck with that. But in general, like, if your pet's going to outlive you, you shouldn't have it. You know what I mean? Like, if you have an exotic bird, you're making an agreement that the bird can eat your body when you die. Like, that's just what you're signing up for. What is this? What, a robot dog?
Video
this one?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and it freaked me the hell out.
Making a dog-sized Furby robot?
And taking it on a walk?
No.
Wait.
Why can't we see what it looks like?
See if we can fast forward and find it a little.
That's crazy.
Ah, that's what it looks like?
Yeah, and it, like, walks around.
Why the little baby doll arms?
Dude, if you're thinking of doing this, just go to business school.
Right.
Instead, right? That is scary. Look at how the dogs are reacting to it. No. Not a robot-sized Furby dog. I hate it. I hate that. Yeah. Absolutely no.
Like, this reminded me of you guys being like, oh, like, you take the interest in, like, your partner, so it seems like this is
No.
Furby dog, I'm good.
Dude, if he has a Furby dog, I have the ick for sure. Furby dog's a no.
Honestly, any kind of, like, little robot thing. Like, if like, someone who goes outside and flies a drone and you have to, like, go outside and be like, yeah, cool, babe. I think that would be a deal breaker.
Oh, a drone guy? I didn't even put that on my radar, like, a drone guy. He's, like, disturbing the peace to get good footage.
Yeah, he's like, look at this footage. He's always showing you footage.
Oh, no. Not
and you're like, oh, sick. He's like, no, wait for it to zoom in.
No, not the drone guy. Yeah,
maybe
that.
Maybe pick, like, a sick song to
go. Dude, that is an ick unlocked.
Yeah.
New ick unlocked drone guy.
Yeah.
I don't care about your footage. Oh, okay. Also, one of the guys I dated was, like, obsessed with gaming.
Oh, yeah.
And one time we got in a fight and I told him that I was going to go delete his highlight reel from his. He was like, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. And I was like, I'm going to delete your highlight reel if you don't clean up your act.
See, I think that's actually a very sweet thing you said, because it's like shows that you know so much about him.
Yeah.
You know what's important to him.
I will hurt you by deleting your highlight reel, motherfucker. Yeah, because he would always want me to watch his video game highlight reel.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one
to fake.
Act interested in. There's a...
Because, like, to some degree, you have to, right? Like you're not always going to have the same interests as your partner, right?
Right.
And so you have to be able to have, like, interesting conversations and entertain things that are different from your own worldview, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But then at what point, is it too far?
Right. Well, that's what Steve Harvey would say. I think that...
What would Steve Harvey say, McKenna?
Being, like, so honest to the point where you're like, I don't give a shit about that. You got to go talk to somebody else about that. You know, like, you can show... But I don't know, because if it's, like, someone who's showing you your highlight reels and he wants you to be like, babe, I'm so proud of you.
I'm hard. Not proud of you.
That's
you
hard.
Could have done something real with your time, sir.
Yeah.
Instead, you were in an imaginary land, imaginary winning.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, so I think that if there's, like, an interest that gives you an ick, then it's, like, run with that and...
And break up immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, before it's... Yeah.
Before it's too late. But it's also, like, okay, you don't have to be interested in all of their interests, but mm-hmm. also... There's a difference between someone having an interest and then someone having an obsession.
Right.
An obsession is unhealthy. An interest is something that they dabble in, that they like to engage with on, like, a fun level. An obsession is, like, they eat, sleep, dream it, and that's all they fucking care about. And an obsession is a problem. An interest, you don't have to have the same interests of somebody. But an obsession, yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, obsession's rough.
If they're obsessed.
It's the priority thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, where are they spending their time?
If it's on OpenSea, then it's time for them to leave. OpenSea is the NFT website. Did you know that?
OpenSea.
Yeah.
No, just a little... Because I was thinking of, like, a sailor. I'm like, that would be cool.
No, yeah. But if it was really an OpenSea, that would be amazing.
This is hitting the water.
OpenSea is, like, an NFT crypto thing.
OpenSea, like a...
Like sea. Like, yeah. If you just... Yeah. It's the NFT marketplace. You can see how much any type of NFT is worth.
Should we make a Shank NFT?
We could do that.
I don't know. Do you know anything about...
We spend the whole episode shitting NFTs just to announce that I am dropping my own NFT. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, buy low, you guys.
Buy low.
To the Patreon and buy Shank NFT.
I needed my own Shank NFT. If you guys think I should make a Shanksta, it's a little gangster me, and it comes with, like, I don't know. We'll iron out the details, but you guys get it. Get in on the ground level while you can before it goes to the moon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's our episode. It was a wild one. We covered a lot of different things, from obsessions to interests to... We got to read some poetry from Xavier Scornlover.
Beautiful poetry, by the way.
A beautiful poetry.
Yeah, she is good.
She should make it into a book.
Yeah.
Possibly. Take it off the internet and put it into, like, a text.
Yeah.
It deserves to be in between the pages of something. You know what I mean? All right, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching another episode of Shank. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the show. At Princess Shank for show dates. What day does this come out? We already did this in the beginning, I think. Yeah, so tomorrow, This Bitch and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store at 10 p.m. It's me, Kim Congdon, Annie Letterman, Jetski Johnson, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling. Get tickets. It's going to be a great time. And then again, May 10th, buy tickets to see This Bitch podcast live in the original room of the Comedy Store. All right, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Bye.